Lesson 24.
Inspector Hornberg visits a school. The classroom was very quiet. Outside, the leafless trees were white with the first snowfall. But not one pair of eyes strayed from the history books which 25 little girls were studying so earnestly. This was the year 1877, and the school was in Warsaw, Poland. A large part of Poland had been conquered by Russia. The Russian Tsar would not allow Polish children to study the history of their own country, or even their own language. But here, the teacher and her pupils were doing just that, although the Russians had spies everywhere in Warsaw. Among the children was Mania Sklodowska. She was a very bright pupil. She was deep in the book she was reading. Suddenly, there came the faint sound of a bell. Mania listened fearfully. Was it the signal? Yes. Two long rings, two short rings. Every head came up. Quick hands grabbed all the Polish history books off the desks and hid them away. The girls swiftly took sewing materials from their desks. They began to embroider little squares of cloth. The outer door opened. There stood Inspector Hornberg. Hornberg had been put in charge by the Russians of the private schools of Warsaw. He was a heavy man in a tight-fitting yellow and blue uniform. With him was Mademoiselle Sikorska, the head of the school.
"We have two sewing classes a week, Mr. Inspector,"
explained Mademoiselle Tupalska, the teacher. "I read to the children while they work." "And what have you been reading to your pupils, Mademoiselle?" Inspector Hornberg demanded. She held up the book. "Russian fairy tales," she said. The inspector gave a grunt of approval. "Now," he said, "I should like to question one of your pupils. Mania Sklodowska, please stand up," the teacher said quietly. Mania rose from her seat without a word, trying not to tremble. "Recite the Lord's Prayer in Russian," Inspector Hornberg ordered. Mania recited the prayer in a low voice, careful not to show her feelings. "Now name the members of the Imperial Russian family." Mania gave the names. "Now tell me," Hornberg demanded, "who is our ruler?" Mania's face went pale. She opened her mouth, but the words would not come. "So, my little Polish patriot, you do not wish to tell me who rules over us," the Russian inspector said. "Answer me." "His Majesty Alexander II, Tsar of all Russias," she said, but her voice was trembling. "That's more like it." Hornberg rose from his chair. "Now, Mademoiselle Sikorska, I wish to visit one of the other classes."
"Certainly, Mr. Inspector," Mademoiselle Sikorska answered. When the door had closed upon them, the schoolgirls began to stir. Without a word, the teacher put her arms around Mania and kissed her.
Mercury and the Woodcutter. Once there was a poor woodcutter. Every day he went out into the forest to cut wood. He sold the wood he had cut to the villagers, but he got very little money for it. One day, as he was cutting wood, his axe fell into the river. He could not get it out. He called out, "Help! Help!" But no one heard him, and no one came. Suddenly, a boy with wings appeared before him. It was Mercury. God had sent him to help the poor woodcutter. When he heard what had happened to the axe, he jumped into the river and came out with his silver axe in his hand. "Is this your axe?" he asked. "No," said the woodcutter. Then Mercury jumped into the river again. This time he took out a golden axe. "Is this your axe?" he asked. "No," said the woodcutter. "My axe is not made of gold or silver. It is made of iron." So Mercury jumped into the river a third time. This time he took out an iron axe. The woodcutter was very glad. It was his axe. Then Mercury said, "I see you are an honest man. Here is your iron axe, and I will give you the other two axes too." Quiet. Leafless. Snowfall. Stray. Earnestly. Warsaw. Poland. Conquer. Russia. Russian. Tsar. Allow. Polish. Although. Spy. Mania Sklodowska. Bright. Faint. Sound. Bell. Fearfully. Signal. Ring. Grab. Hide. Swiftly. Sewing. Material. Embroider. Square. Cloth. Outer. Inspector. Hornberg. Private. Tight. Uniform. Mademoiselle. Sikorska. Topalska. Demand. Fairy tale. Grunt. Approval. Rise. Recite. The Lord's Prayer. Order. Show. Feeling. Imperial. Ruler. Pale. Patriot. His Majesty Alexander II, Tsar of all the Russias. Agree. Stir. Kiss.